Kathy is scheduled, you see her name on the program this morning, to preach, but we made a change, and I want to welcome, I'm calling two of our heroes here in the parish, two of our youth, Josh McClenney and Jacob Kintz, who are going to speak to us about the Appalachian Service Project Ministry here at St. Paul's. They have a story to share, and we certainly want to hear them this morning, so thank you.
Good morning, St. Paul's family. My name is Jacob Kintz. I'm a senior at Middle Creek High School in Apex, and I've been a member of St. Paul's for my whole life. I have the privilege of being one of two people to share their Appalachia Service Project experiences with you this morning. Josh McClenney will speak after me, which I was very happy to hear when we were planning our homilies. Although I have only been on two ASP trips, I have been involved for 4 years now, helping with spaghetti dinners and chore days when I could not go during the summer. My first trip, during the summer of 2012, was to Magoffin County in eastern Kentucky, where the community was still recovering from a devastating tornado that summer. Then, in 2013, I went with the rest of the St. Paul's team to Mitchell County, North Carolina, to work on homes there. For the 2013 trip, I was the youth leader for my team and got to work even more closely with my adult leaders and the family we were helping. Finally, this summer, I will be going on my last ASP trip as a youth to West Virginia. For those of you who are not familiar with ASP, each week of the summer, different volunteer crews from churches as far away as Florida and Minnesota travel to in-need communities throughout the Appalachian Mountains to help make the homes there warmer, safer, and drier. ASP was started by a Methodist minister, and while it is not an evangelical service project, there are daily prayers and reflections once the day's work is done. At the end of each week of ASP, all of the volunteers are brought into the gym of the school that we are staying in and share their God moments. We sit in a big circle and take turns to describe the one special point during the week that God helped us through a struggle, or when we realized what this was all about, or when we made a connection with a fellow volunteer, and so on. My first time on ASP, I was more focused on not repeating the same God moment as somebody before me than really thinking about the past week, but I'll give myself a break. However, on my most recent trip, when it was time for God moments, I took the time, as everyone shared, to do some deep reflection on where I had started the week versus where I was now. I remembered meeting the man and woman we would be helping on the night of our arrival, and how my negative feelings of disappointment with the state of their home and the smell of cigarillos coming from inside changed to awe, as they both gave me hugs and called me their family. I was family to them, and they had so much confidence in the good that we would do, even though I had only known them for 5 minutes. By the time it was my turn to share my God moment, I actually broke down and cried as I told this story. Other youth from St. Paul's gave me hugs afterwards and thanked me for sharing, and I wondered if I was going to be some sort of emotional softy from that point on. I have never been easily moved to tears, and if you ask my family, they will tell you that when we watch a moving film, or when a relationship ends, or when relatives pass away, I am usually the one with dry eyes when we get the news. Now, this past week, actually, I interviewed for a scholarship at NC State. Shortly after the interview began, I was asked to describe why I chose to make ASP my main service commitment. As I began to describe my trip that summer and how my initial judgment of the family was so far from how close we became by the end of the week, my eyes started welling up with tears and I became choked up again. My interviewers were as confused and awkward as I was while this was happening. However, I recovered and did manage to be invited back. But I was still amazed at how many emotions and memories were brought back just by thinking of ASP. It obviously still has a large impact on me, even more than a year after my trip. The reason I love ASP is that the people who go on these trips are not going to preach the way that they think you should read the Bible or to convert you to their religion, but instead to just help their fellow man. ASP is as much about the time you spend learning about the people you are helping as it is learning about Bible teachings. And at the end of the week, even if the family you are helping is not very spiritual, or the screws you have put into their new floor aren't perfectly lined up, you have still made such an impact on their daily lives with the labor you have put into their home. ASP volunteers endure a little suffering for a week in order to help others as well. while having powdered eggs for every breakfast, or having to share a shower with bats, pale in comparison to what some of the people living in Appalachia must endure daily, I think it speaks to the character of ASP volunteers who are willing to rough it on their service project. Finally, ASP volunteers are not just involved for a week and then return to their daily lives, forgetting about their experiences. Through Facebook, texting, and even old-fashioned mail, many people keep in touch with their ASP families as they continue to volunteer each year. I still text the man and woman from my last ASP trip and send them postcards every now and then, and they have a habit of sending me a message on days that maybe weren't going my way before. They always surprise me with their unwavering faith, and while I was a little uneasy about leaving my contact info with relative strangers at first, now I find that I check on them more than they do on me. The floor that we replaced in their bedroom is now covered with tiles and carpet, no longer the gaping hole that was a visible reminder of why they needed ASP's help. But on the wall next to their television are photos of every ASP team that they hosted that summer, their family tree, and I bet they can still remember each volunteer's name. In this way, ASP reaches out and builds, or repairs as the case may be, a sense of fellowship and community among volunteers, residents, and churches that cannot be achieved by any other mission trips I have seen. While the explicit goal of ASP is to make physical improvements to the homes of those in need, I think those who formed it knew that it would amount to so much more in everybody who is a part of ASP. You will find that all ASP volunteers have stories like mine, and many are even more passionate about the project than I am. With that in mind, I encourage you all to talk to the rest of our ASP volunteers at St. Paul's, not just those of us who get a chance to give the homily. Or if you think smelly teenagers and early mornings sound like how you want to spend your next summer, sign up for a trip in the future. We can get so caught up on making sure we are donating to the right kind of charity or making sure our service sends a certain message that we forget how much good any service does for those who truly need it. Thank you.
Good morning. I have to start off with just a quick story. The last time I was up here, I was probably 12 or 13, so 8 or 9 years ago, and it was on a youth Sunday, and I believe I was supposed to give a reading and the prayers of the people, and I hadn't quite hit my growth spurt yet. And so I walked up, and I was probably down here in relationship with the mic, and if you know, you've ever been back here, you know that there's a little stool that Mother Sally would used to have to use, and so I ended up having to use that. Thankfully, I have grown a solid foot since then, and we're in a little bit better shape. As some of you know, my name is Josh McClunney. I've been a parishioner here since the summer of 1999 when my family moved to Cary from Virginia Beach, Virginia. This church has taught and given me so much in regards to my spiritual and personal journeys. I just want to take a little bit of time to discuss one specific way in which it's done that. What I'm here to discuss is Appalachia Service Project. I first began volunteering with Appalachia Service Project in the summer of 2008. I was going into my freshman year of high school, and I can say with confidence that I was socially awkward and not really as intelligent or funny as I thought I was. I didn't really know anything about construction. I couldn't tell you the difference between two types of saws, different nails, or pieces of lumber. I didn't know why coal mining was such a big deal or what a holler was. But I knew from the second I stepped out of a white 15-passenger van in Morgan County, Tennessee, that I had been called to this region. I would go on to volunteer 1 week of each of the next 4 summers in a different county: Knox County, Kentucky, Chaves County, Kentucky, Greene County, Tennessee, and Magoffin County, Kentucky, working for families whose homes had been destroyed in tornadoes or others lived in mobile homes which were in dire need of repair. Halfway through my freshman year of college, in need of a summer job, I made the absolutely crazy decision of applying to be on staff. The group of 4 college students who work at each of ASP's 30 centers, supervising construction, ordering materials, providing evening programming, and consuming large quantities of energy drinks over the course of the summer. Because of that decision, I've had the pleasure of spending the past 2 summers in Kentucky, first in Martin County, and then in Knott County. each time with a staff of 3 girls, which I can tell you is both a blessing and a curse. Soon I will be finding out where I will be spending my 3rd summer, leaving in the middle of May for training and returning in early August for some much-needed rest. I get asked all the time about construction. What's the most complicated project you've worked on? What's the coolest thing you've ever done? And what's the biggest snake you've ever seen crawl from under a house? And I can tell you that it's quite big. It's funny because Tex Evans, the Methodist minister and ASP's founder, described ASP as a relational ministry with a little bit of construction on the side. And Tex was so right. You know, though construction is such a big logistical part of what I do on a daily basis, realistically, it's such a small part of what I do. I've seen lives changed. Mothers and fathers excited to clean a new floor, children happy to walk down a new set of stairs, parents joyful to have a home that is just a little bit warmer, safer, and drier. It's not an easy job. I've cursed myself for missing a mistake I should have caught, felt my head slump as numbers on receipts didn't add up, had sleepless nights revolving around the fact that I had to tell a family that I couldn't work on their house because they had too much need. Despite all of this, I've had my life changed too. I've seen high school youth undergo the same transformation that I did, grown closer to my fellow staffers than I could ever describe. I fought back tears on multiple occasions as either volunteers or families thanked me for what I'd done and how I'd changed their lives. This is how Mark comes in. In chapter 8, verses 34 and 35, he says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." ASP did not come to me until I was a freshman in high school, not only because it's slightly irresponsible to give middle schoolers power tools, but I wasn't prepared to lose myself, as we all must do for Christ. The past 7 years of my life have given me that opportunity to truly deny myself and take up the cross and follow God in the mountains of Central Appalachia. I've been blessed to have wonderful people around me. Mike McInerney was patient. God only knows how many bent nails he watched me pull out of a piece of siding, never once getting angry. I've watched and listened as Kevin Swan, more than anyone I have ever known, embraced the idea of mediocre joke Monday. I've observed Trevor Dakey continue to dig post holes in 90-plus degree heat without ever once complaining. I've seen countless volunteers and friends embrace the heart of this passage, taking up the cross of God as I have, in these mountains which have become a second home. Tex Evans had a saying, one all ASPers live by: we accept people right where they are, just the way they are. We acknowledge that everyone is in a different stage of life, personally and spiritually, but as volunteers in the heart of Central Appalachia, among God's mountains, we all serve a similar purpose. I hope that this summer or the next, you feel compelled to do the same. Thank you.